That trip to Disney was the beginning of the end of Mark's dignity. He had nosedived in maturity while his BMI skyrocketed. Dropping out of school was a no-brainer, since his sugar and sex-addled brain wasn't fit for anything besides stacking blocks anymore. Which, to no surprise, had found their home in Mark's new bedroom, right next to his fancy new bed with the rails on the sides.
"It's for your own good," Daddy had assured him.
It was a slow burn at first, watching his waistline expand, and his adulthood shrink. But shrinking and growing were now part of the young man's new life as Daddy's special boy. He had all but adopted him, and as such, he had complete control, not only over Mark's diet, but of his clothing as well. As Mark outgrew his expensive wardrobe, Daddy replaced it with some articles of clothing that definitely didn't feel totally age-appropriate. Overalls, striped shirts, Velcro shoes, and cartoon briefs began to replace his Prada and Gucci wardrobe. But Mark could do little to protest. Even as his underwear began to grow as thick and as fat as he was, and even as it became waterproof with tapes on the sides. Mark's lack of independence and his growing addiction to food and sex made him rather disinterested in changing lifestyles. He was his daddy's boy now, and he was going to like it. This new life was cemented on the night of their anniversary. Daddy had taken him to a fancy restaurant, dressed to the nines in a tuxedo, complete with black shorts. But the meal, much to Mark's surprise, went like the meals at home. And he saw at their table what he dreaded, a high chair. Mark collapsed back into his chair in the dining room, very bloated and very full.
"Here comes a plane," Daddy said.
Hovering the spoonful of chocolate cake above his mouth, Mark wanted no part of this dessert. He'd already consumed a table's worth of calories, which now bubbled in his distended tummy that had hung below the hemline of his shirt by a few inches.
"Now, now, Marky. Open up for Daddy."
Mark blushed. He hated being called that. He was treating him like a baby again. With all of Mark's might, he resisted the last bite, but was betrayed by a grumbly belch between his lips, which allowed just enough clearance for the piece of cake to find its home inside.
"There we go. All done," Daddy said to Mark.
He shifted in his chair, feeling the weight of the heavy meal that had been delivered into him in this oversized high chair. What had begun as a deal to make money had left Mark a chubby shell of his former self, so indulged and spoiled that he'd been regressed to a much more juvenile state. His chubby legs wiggled for release as Daddy unlatched the tray from his chair and undid the buckle that contained his distended crotch. Daddy gave a squeeze to his swollen package, which squished under hand.
"Uh-oh. Looks like somebody needs a diaper change," Daddy said,
loud enough for someone, anyone in the restaurant to hear. Mark blushed and tried to hide his face.
"Don't worry. Look, I've got a change in the car. We can change you in the back seat."
In the back seat? Mark tried to utter a retort, but was met with another handful of chocolate cake that filled his mouth enough to stop up this issue.
"That's what I thought, baby boy,"